Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 70th Locarno Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Juliana Rojas, with an S, and Marco Dutra, who are presenting the films. They're from Good Manners, is the title in English?
That's the title in English, yeah.
Okay. But the original title is...
As Boas Maneiras.
Okay. That's so we have, yeah, we have both versions. So thank you very much for joining us, first of all. Nice to meet you. And very briefly, I mean, to kind of introduce the film for our listeners, would you like to tell us as much about the story as you'd like, just kind of to introduce the talk about it?
Well, Good Manners is the story about two women from different classes, social classes, that meet in a work relationship. One of them is the nanny of the other, the caretaker of the other. And they develop, they're very lonely characters, and they develop a relationship. The baby of Anna, the boss, who is pregnant, reveals later in the film to be not a normal baby, not what you would expect. And the film becomes fantastic and slightly horrific, we hope.
Right. So it's a mixture of real things and also more out there things, more fantastic things.
Yeah, so the film, we say that it's a fairy tale in nowadays, a modern fairy tale that takes place in São Paulo, which is the biggest city in Brazil. And we have, it's a place that exists, but the universe in the story, it's kind of fantastic. Even the São Paulo we show, it's a mix between the real São Paulo and a fantastic São Paulo.
For instance, the very clever use of music, too, which I don't know if you're were influenced by it in any way, but it reminded me of Night of the Hunter by Charles Laughton. You were?
Yes.
Oh, that's
yes.
Cool, yeah. So yeah. Stuff like that, you know, kind of blending reality and fiction.
Yeah. Yeah, this Night of the Hunter is, there is it's a great example of like a modern gothic film, and it also deals with the idea of corruption and innocence. I mean, children being called into a world that's dangerous and terrible for them, and that was also the kind of universe we're trying to build in Good Manners.
Right. And you mentioned that the film is set in São Paulo. Is this where you're from specifically? So you're familiar with the place?
Yeah, I'm not originally from São Paulo, but I moved there when I was 17 to study cinema, and I've been living there for many years now, a lot more, 18 years. And I was very impacted by the city because it's a very particular city. It's very big, and it has a lot of immigrants, and it's the different neighborhoods and the spatial conflicts that you have there.
All right. But why do you want to represent these things, especially in a way that isn't realistic? And also, in general, where does the desire to show these things that are taking place in São Paulo come from?
Well, our movies, this is the second movie we direct together, but most of our work so far has been done in São Paulo. Like Juliana said, she came to live in São Paulo very young, and I'm born and raised in São Paulo. So it's a very big, and still growing and very contradictory space. So in a way, it's kind of natural that we want to shoot what we know, you know, to shoot our experiences, the way we experience the city. And I think the idea of using horror elements and fairy tale elements and music and fantasy comes from our love of genre movies and the way we feel that genre can somehow enhance, make the subjects that we're dealing with even stronger and more potent.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to make sure that I asked you about was because we're not going to be able to interview the actresses, but I thought they are here. Actually, one of the younger actors is here too, isn't he?
No, couldn't bring the child actor, unfortunately. But
yeah. But so the actresses, though, if you could tell them our listeners a little bit about them and how you cast them and how you worked with them. Who wants to take this?
Well, Isabel, who plays Clara, we cast them her because she worked in another film that one of our crew members worked. And when we met her, we were very enchanted by her presence. And she's a great actress. So we wanted to work with her, and she brought a lot of things to the role during the rehearsal. And because of she's Portuguese, living in Brazil, but she has a African descendants, so it all added up to the role. And Marjorie, we already knew her work from other films, and we wanted to work with her, so she came to the film also. And they are really good, and they have a really good chemistry together, and that was really important we decided to choose her.
They had to have a level of intimacy as well. They had to be close, right? Because some of the scenes. So that was important. And I think they do a very good job. So it was well worth talking about it in this interview. I stayed for the end credits because I loved the music. So it's the second time I bring it up. But it was truly a terrific score. There's especially this fantastic scene in the middle where, like, you know, the music just kind of plays such an important role in the film that it actually is integrated in the story of the movie. Am I wrong in saying that, because I stayed at the end credit, your names were in the music credits as well?
Yes.
We wrote the music, the original songs. We wrote the lyrics, and Marco did some of the compositions. And we work very closely with Gustavo and Guilherme Gabato, who are the musical directors. And we talk a lot with them about the kind of score we would have, the kind of instruments that we would have to create this fairy tale and the progression of the soundtrack during the film. So we work very closely with the musicians, and we actually compose some of the songs.
You compose some?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a musician as well. Juliana is also a lyric writer and also a musician. And we are... We really like talking about genre. We also like musicals. That's something that we really like. Actually, Juliana directed a recently full-blown musical, a musical film. And music has always a very strong presence in our films. We feel that this, in the case of Good Manners, since it was, in a way, a fairy tale, and we like some of the Disney old early animation features a lot, we felt that we could use some moments in the film to let songs appear in the score. Like there is a score, but the score eventually becomes song in very specific moments. And it was one of the greatest pleasures of working in this film, especially because we have three actresses that Marjorie and Isabel, and also Sida, who plays Dona Amélia, who plays the keyboard. We have actresses that are also singers. Marjorie has albums released, and Sida as well. And so it was a big pleasure to work the musical aspects of the film. It was really nice.
I really hope I can get my hands on the soundtrack of the film.
It's
I really do.
Released. It's going to be released, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Then I definitely will get it. I wanted to say this also because after the movie came out, people were asking me what I thought of the movie, and I was like, there's a real musical beat to it, and you can definitely feel it. Apart from the horror elements and the realistic elements, I think this is a really special film, and I was quite surprised, you know, so... Thank you very much for joining us. We're out of time. But I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.